and you're listening to the Texas Standard. Texas will soon become the second state in the country to require graduating high school students to complete the free application for federal student aid, or FAFSA. Right now, Louisiana is the only state that does this. The new requirement will go into effect in the 2020-2021 academic year, and the goal is to get Texas college-bound students more money for higher education. So what's the logic behind this, and is it likely to work? For that, we turn to Andrew Craigbaum. He reports on federal policy for Inside Higher Ed. Andrew, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So do we have an idea of what precipitated this? What brought Texas to decide to make this move requiring the FAFSA?
Well, this was part of a broader school finance bill, so it might have flown under the radar. But from what I gather, legislators, like you mentioned, are concerned about students going to college and basically leaving financial aid on the table by not completing the FAFSA application. But also a lot of colleges ask for the FAFSA as well, so it can be a way for students to get aid from their institutions also.
Texas, I gather, not doing so well right now when it comes to those college or high school seniors filling out this form.
Right. So according to the National College Access Network, Texas ranks 31st in the current financial aid application cycle. Louisiana, which was the first state to make the FAFSA mandatory for high school students last year, is number one. But there are a lot of reasons behind that rank beyond just this requirement.
Well, let's talk about this because Louisiana, as we both mentioned, the first state in the country to make this a requirement. But Louisiana had a lot in place in order to make sure that students had the help that they needed to complete these forms and the incentives to actually get it done. Do we know yet how Texas will go about implementing this?
Well, we know that the details, a lot of the details are still to be worked out. I was told by the Texas School Counselor Association that the Texas Education Agency is going to be appointing an advisory committee to work out a lot of those details. They're hoping to have a lot of, or at least some school counselors on that committee to provide voices from folks who are really on the ground right now. But I imagine they're going to look to what's happened in Louisiana and the successes they've had there.
I guess a concern might be just that these forms can be really complicated and intimidating to fill out. And, not something that a lot of students would just feel comfortable taking home and trying on their own.
Right. And that's something that lawmakers here in D.C. have been concerned about. It's a priority for negotiators working on a reauthorization of the Higher Education Act, simplifying the form. But until that happens, it really takes a lot of investment from school officials and folks who work directly with students. Not just with students, but their parents as well, to get them to sit down and complete the form, sometimes just to provide the necessary information about their family income so that students can complete the FAFSA.
Are there critics of a plan like this, or is that yet to be seen, sort of depending on how Texas chooses to roll this out?
Well, what I've heard is that this isn't just a matter of flipping a switch and saying we're going to make this a requirement and the numbers are going to go up. Mm-hmm. The Louisiana Office of Student Financial Assistance has told me that, you know, they made a lot of investments working one-on-one with students, sending automated phone messages to parents and families to remind them about completing the form. I've heard a few concerns from folks as well about how this might affect, for example, undocumented students or students whose parents aren't cooperative. So I understand there are opt-outs and waivers included in the law for those folks as well.
Andrew Craigbaum reports on federal policy for Inside Higher Ed. Andrew, thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.